It was obviously fun, you know. The players were engaged. They're happy to be here. It was a fast-paced practice. It was clean. So it was fun.
Aside from Matt Paradis, were there any limitations on the guys coming back from injuries, like Trevor, CJ, mm-hmm. and those guys coming back?
Trevor was full go today. CJ was also full go. Outside of Matt, it was one more guy. Who was that? I'm not sure. But CJ was full speed. Matt was full speed today.
Coach, what was your
message? I'm sorry. Trevor was full speed today.
What was your message to the team when they got out there today?
Well, simple. You know, we can't waste a day. You know, whether it's full speed or it's a walkthrough, you know, we can't waste a day. It's only a, 9 or 10 week off season, so every rep counts. And they practiced that way. I mean, it was intense. It was engaging. You know, everyone was into it today.
When you look at that line with Coach, trying to tweak the philosophy to perhaps a little more of a power scheme. Does mm-hmm. that start literally right here? Right?
Absolutely, because when you're a gap scheme versus an all zone scheme, it's different footwork, it's different calls, it's a different mentality, you know. So it starts day one as far as making our offensive running game more of a gap, downhill running style, more of a power football style.
You said that to a lot in March when we were down at the owners' meetings of mm-hmm. teams that can impose their will and run when they want to. How big is that? It's central to you in terms of improving mm-hmm. the offense.
Well, that's huge for us. When you're game planning, you can't allow a defense to take you out of your plan. Okay, because obviously numbers-wise, he can call whatever he wants to kind of load the box on you. Loaded box or not, running the football is a must. Okay, you have to run the football. You can't be primarily passing football team when the box is loaded, because now those rushers can get off on you. So running the football is a must versus a loaded box or a soft box.
With this being your first practice as a head coach, how do you feel your role is compared to being a position coach and coordinator?
Yeah, it's different. I was a little lost this morning, you know. Last year, going from a secondary coach to a coordinator, I was really bored doing meetings. This year is even worse, so I've got to find a home eventually, you know. I kind of naturally gravitate to the defense, naturally. But it's different. It's different. You know, my role is probably most suited outside of the practice field as far as organization and pushing the team the right way.
Coach, how involved are you in the draft preparation this week?
I'm very involved. You know, obviously John and his guys and Matt Russell and his staff, I mean, they're leading the way. You know, I mean, they see these guys, a 2 or 3 year period. You know, I've seen them for a month now. You know, so it's obviously John's deal, but I'm very involved.
So you're not bored this week?
I'm not bored this week at all. Lots of work to do.
You guys brought in Christian McCaffrey for a top 30 visit. Mm-hmm. What else did you get out of that maybe you didn't get from the combine visit? Or
right. Well, I mean, he's obviously going to be a great player for someone. I mean, he solves a lot of issues for an offense, even a football team. I mean, he's a return guy. He's got some slot ability as a receiver type back. He's a first, second, and third down back from the backfield. So, as far as the player, I mean, he's a great prospect in this draft. And you know, whoever gets that kid's lucky to have him.
In general, what do you try to learn personally about these guys when you bring them in for these top 30 visits?
Well, you know, we want our type of guy. You know, we want hardworking. We want guys who are accountable. You know, we want good people, and that's important. And that's, outside of the film, that's the majority of the evaluation, you know, what kind of person, you know, he is.
What'd you see out of your quarterbacks today? I'm getting
an obvious question. Sorry. Well, you know, they both did a great job of communicating in the huddle. I mean, it was really sharp today. They threw the ball well. You know, both guys did. Outside of that, it's tough. It's the first day. It's the first install. But they were very engaged, and they threw the ball well. Both guys did.
Coach, who played left tackle today?
Who played left tackle? I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure. You know, I'll check when I go inside. But you know, we've got a 3-man depth chart there.
Okay.
So I'll check when I go inside.
Paxton is. Trevor's the more polished product, we assume, played more last mm-hmm. year. Paxton coming on that way, starting to, you know, smooth out the
right.
Rough edges a bit?
Well, after one practice, it's hard to tell, but Paxton's been here the entire offseason. I mean, he's put the work in, you know, so he's focused on getting better in every aspect of his game, you know. So hard to say. You know, it's going to be a long battle, obviously, but both guys are in it. They're both working hard, and they're both here every day, and that's important. Absolutely. You know, we've got NFL linemen on this football team. So, again, if the game was tomorrow, absolutely. You know, we have no choice there. We're going to coach, you know, who we have. But, you know, whoever can help our team get better, you know, through the draft and even after the draft, you know, we're going to, you know, obviously acquire about and, you know, research and, you know, try to get better all the time.
What was the process like getting on the same page with John in terms of attacking this draft?
It wasn't hard at all. You know, I mean, every draft is similar to me. You know, it's always based on the best player and need. You know, no one's not drafting for need. You know, it's always need, but also the best player. You know, it's a value attached to every pick. You know, and you want to make sure you hit the value of your pick.
How do you deal with guys who, like Peppers has the diluted sample, Foster has a diluted sample? You want to give guys second chances, but as a coach, you're ultimately going to have to deal with them on an everyday basis.
Sure.
Do you weigh in on that, on whether a guy we can fix him if he gets in our culture?
Yeah.
That's
the process. You know, that's why we do so much research on guys. You know, you want to know what kind of people they are. You know, young guys do make mistakes. You know, and you know, you can't kill them for one mistake, but everything that's attached to a player for the draft, you know, we want to know about. You know, so we can address it and we can attack it with that player.
What about medical evaluations? The same question. Some guys coming into this draft with questions medically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you weigh in there? Do you give your opinion on any of those?
Absolutely. I mean, our doctors and every team doctor and trainer, you know, kind of evaluates every player in the draft. You know, so obviously, you know, if a guy's got a major, major injury, that makes a difference. You know, if he's got something he's been playing with for the last 4 or 5 years, obviously that's kind of noted, but not considered to be an issue. But obviously, you know, any major injury is a issue for a player going to the draft.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Good seeing you guys. Okay,
seeing you.
Absolutely.
Sure.